Apple has halted store sales of its iPhone 4S in China after fights erupted outside its flagship outlet in Beijing. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, scalpers and angry would-be customers marked the phone's Chinese launch.
At the Apple store in Beijing's Sanlitun shopping district, scalpers scuffled overnight, causing the store to keep its doors shut. Some in the crowd responded by hurling eggs at the windows. In a statement to Reuters, an Apple spokesman said, quote, "To ensure the safety of our customers and employees, the iPhone will not be available in our retail stores in Beijing and Shanghai for the time being." Crowds are more orderly at the Apple store on Shanghai's Nanjing Road, but not much happier. A man surnamed Xie arrived around 5:30 a.m., far behind the early birds who camped out the night before.
They said 1,000 people have already been inside the store. I don't have much hope because they said it's sold out.
Buyers continued to exit the store and hand the iPhones to scalpers. A teacher in a black wool cap surnamed Chen was angry.
I think I've been cheated. They sold them to the scalpers. The people in line just want to buy it for personal use, but now there are none left.
Scalpers, called Wangnio, or yellow bulls in Chinese, seemed well organized. At another Shanghai store, they bust in some 200 people from a nearby province to buy iPhones on their behalf. The recruits wore identical baseball caps as though part of a tour group. The crush for iPhones here partly comes down to numbers. Apple has just 6 stores in China, where the brand has tremendous cachet. In the first 9 months of last year, Apple sold more than 5 million phones here. The iPhone 4S sells for nearly $800 on Apple's China website. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.